Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This land is bad.
I felt like a punch, like something hit me.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Something is chanting to me, giving me thoughts.
I think she thinks she's losing her mind. I think she kind of is.
I'm surprised you didn't run the hell out of here.
Where do you go?
I'm hearing I'm going to eat her for dinner. I'm going to eat her. I'm going to eat her.
There's a dark presence.
My name is Amy Allen.
These things, they're freaking out.
They're from hell. I see dead people. They were being hunted.
I speak to dead people.
They were setting people on fire, burning them alive, and they speak to me.
Her neck got broken.
But there's only one way to know if my findings are real. I hear a gunshot.
I rely on my partner.
I'm Steve DeShop. I'm a retired New York City homicide detective.
Something's not right here.
And I know every person, every house has secrets.
It's not safe here.
It's my job to reveal them.
Are any of them buried on the property?
They're all buried here.
But Steve and I never speak.
We never communicate during an investigation.
Until the very end.
I can't do it no more.
When we uncover if it's safe for you to stay.
Holy look at this.
Or time to get out.
It does not have a happy ending.
Something kills people here.
I'm in Mayfield, Kentucky. It's a small city in the southwestern part of the state. I got a call from a mother who was hysterical. She thinks that whatever's in the house is going after her two kids, destroying her own health, and ripping her family apart. She told me she's tried everything and that we're her last hope.
Before Amy arrives, I clear the house of any leading information, removing family photos and religious icons. When I'm finished, the location will be ready for tonight's walk.
First thing that I saw was a hill. There's a hill. It starts to roll. There are things inside it. There's a lot of them. It makes me feel uncomfortable. The dead in here are scared. They know this land, and they know that it is bad.
Well, Squirrel, when I talked to you on the phone, you sounded really upset.
I am. It's not safe here. I'm afraid for my kids. It's been very difficult. Nobody should have to live like this.
No.
Honestly, I mean, you're our last hope.
Who exactly lives in the house, though?
Well, I have a photo here. This is my husband, Tim. This is our oldest daughter, Bianca. She's 14. And then this is Mackenzie, our youngest. She's 8.
What year did you move in?
2006.
Now, if you can, just give me a list of what's going on in the house.
There's been knocking. There's been footsteps, things moving on their own, shadow figures.
Okay.
And now it seems to be getting violent. I feel it's picking on the girls and picking on myself. Mackenzie hasn't slept in her room. And the last 4 or 5 years, she's been sleeping with my husband and I. No way you're supposed to go through that.
Well, that can't be great for the marriage.
It's taken a very big toll on our marriage. But at the same time, she's scared. We're the parents. We're supposed to protect him.
What about you? How are you holding up?
It's been very hard. There's days where I just think I'm going crazy. I've also had medical issues with my right leg. I've been to the doctors, I've been to the specialist, and nobody can seem to tell me what's wrong with my leg.
Is that the only physical problem you're having?
Other than my anxiety.
So when these anxiety attacks happen, explain what happens to you.
Almost like I can't breathe and my chest hurts. Something doesn't feel right. Almost like I'm crawling out of my own skin. It's just not normal. I know it's not normal.
Well, we're here.
I just hope you guys can help.
This is a bad room. Very bad. Yeah, I see a man and a woman fighting. She has like bad stomach problems, heart issues. Real sick, really, really sick. Panic, anxiety, very depressed. Ooh, boy. Oh, this is terrible. This is awful. My God, this person has like major anxiety issues. There's this like overwhelming feeling like she can't take it anymore. I think she thinks she's losing her mind. So I think she kind of is. Ooh. Oh my God.
Okay, so why'd you bring me in the kitchen?
And here we hear a lot of unexplained noise that's coming out of the kitchen area. Door slamming, things shuffling in the cabinets.
Now, do you actually see the drawers opening and closing?
No, we don't.
Do you ever have evidence that something's been moved?
No, we don't.
Anything else?
In the laundry room area, I felt like a punch, like something just hit me. It was woof, right at the ribcage. It knocked the wind out of me.
Really?
And I've seen a shadow figure at the door. It's tall, dark, black male figure, and it's there for a couple seconds and it's gone.
You got a lot of lights from cars going by every once in a while. What about that? Could it cast a shadow on anything you got in there?
No, I don't believe it does, no.
So this shadow figure you saw, do you feel that this thing is threatening?
Yes, I was scared. Being stared at, it's a stare that makes you very, very uncomfortable.
I'm surprised you didn't run the hell out of here.
Where do you go?
The living woman, she sees the figures from outside, from inside the earth.
Do you know what these things would look like to people?
Like shadow people. They're kind of tall, though. They're around her a lot. She's attracting them to her because of what is happening or has happened in her life. Somehow she knows that there are these bad things, so she's like inviting this evil in.
How long has Mackenzie been sleeping with you guys?
A little over 4 years. It's a lot to deal with. And it has taken a strain on our marriage.
Okay, you mentioned that you had some stuff going on in here.
Yes. I was laying in bed.
Okay.
And I saw a dark shadow figure standing over my bed. Closed my eyes several times and prayed. And opened my eyes and it's still there.
You sure you weren't dreaming, though?
No, I wasn't dreaming.
Did that ever happen again?
In the bathroom. As I'm in there taking a shower, I feel like I'm being stared at. It's horrible. There's been another incident just recently that I'm laying in bed and I felt a tug on the blankets. And Mackenzie usually tugs at the blankets and then crawls into bed with us. So I turn thinking, okay, Mackenzie. Well, Mackenzie's not in bed with me.
What about the dogs? Did they ever?
No, they get kenneled at night.
I mean, how are you living like this? I mean, just listening to your stories is...
It's been very hard. It's been very difficult, Steve. I don't know what's here. I know that whatever is here It's not a good thing.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up. They're all over in here. She sees like 2 to 4 of them. I think she thinks she's losing her mind. Subconsciously, she invited them in. They're attracted to negative people. So if the person is having a really bad time or they're depressed, they see that as an invitation. You know, it's almost kind of like she's trying to sell her soul. Like she's trying to make a deal here.
For what?
She's saying she would give up her eternal soul. She doesn't really see another way out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So, Tim, I talked to your wife about what's going on here, and things are pretty bad.
Yeah, and it's getting worse.
You got to be concerned for your wife and daughters, I would think.
Yeah, I am, because my work takes me out of town a lot. It's tough. It's tough leaving.
So, Tim, how is the relationship with your wife?
It's not like it should be. I mean, we both snap at each other. The slightest little thing just sets us off.
So, what about experiences for yourself? Have you had any?
I went up and was tucking the girls in.
Okay.
And I'm just getting ready to come down the stairs, and next thing I know, my feet are out from under me, and I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
Did one foot slip? What happened when you fell?
I don't fall. I've never fell down the stairs before. You know, I'm an iron worker, so.
Right, so for your profession alone, you're not the type that's just gonna fall.
Right.
Could have broke your neck.
Yeah.
There's an old man down here. Talking about a barn. He lived here long time ago. Long, long time ago. He walks through the kitchen wall. He does pranks. I think like making people trip and fall. I did see somebody tripping and he was laughing. This guy, he's not good. He's very, very abusive. He doesn't give a shit what I think about him.
So, Bianca, I was talking to Mom and Dad. They're telling me you're going through some tough times here.
it's kind of hard, you know, like you don't know if you're sane or not. It's, you feel crazy. It feels like you're in a dream.
I was talking to Mom and she was telling me that her mood's changed. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, she's mad a lot and short-tempered. It happens to me. I'll get extremely mad. I think it's the thing that's here. We used to be happy.
What are some of the experiences you are having?
In the corners or on the wall, it's this really dark, tall man figure. You can't see anything, no face, no okay. Nothing, just a black mist.
And how often do you see this, honey?
Every other week.
Okay. Is there anything else going on with you?
I've had thoughts that aren't mine. Something is chanting to me, giving me thoughts like I wasn't meant to be here.
Okay.
I don't belong.
If you already know it's not your thoughts, you got this beat. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is anything else happening?
I hear voices. Growls.
Growls? What kind of growls are we talking about?
It was like a roar, but a really deep roar. And an animal and, like, human mixed together. It was scary.
How do you stay up here?
Lights. I always sleep with lights on. Some nights I don't sleep at all.
Now, do you want to stay here or do you want to move?
I want to move.
You do?
I do. I don't feel safe here.
Okay.
Oh, there is a teenage boy. He's crazy and out of control, and I think he causes a lot of problems. He's in here a lot. He causes noise. He's very noisy, very loud. He does, like, growling. I see an old woman, and she's done good things to, like, fake this living lady out to trust her or something, but made her feel like she's protecting her. I think these kids are seeing. She freaks them out. Like, she, like, does creepy shit. Maybe looks like a mist, maybe. She goes to the bed a lot. I think she's been seen over, hovering over people.
That's creepy.
So, Mackenzie, I was talking to Mom. I was talking to Dad, and they were saying you were having some tough things going on here, things that scared you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is your room, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Wish I had a room like this. but you don't sleep up here.
Never.
You're scared to be up here? You are. Okay. Are there things that happened that you can tell me about that scared you?
Well, one day whenever I was sleeping in my mom and dad's room, I saw a black shadow and it was going across the yard.
And that scared you? Do you play up here?
Sometimes.
Okay. Are you alone when you do that? No. Okay. How come? Tell me.
Because I always feel like someone's, like, watching me.
You do? Okay.
The dead lady, she wants this one bad.
She wants this one very bad. She didn't want me to come in here.
She just says weird shit, like, I'm gonna eat her, you know, I'm gonna eat her for dinner. She, like, watches constantly, this one. Watches. Follows everywhere. Watches. Bad. I think she's influencing this person, or will influence this person. Whoever sleeps in here the most is in trouble. Very haunted person. Very haunted. Not even a chance, man. Not even a fighting chance.
Shakur and Tim don't know a lot about their property's history. So I got on the phone and called a bunch of locals. A historian just got back to me and told me that one of the earliest owners of my client's property has a story I'm definitely going to want to hear about.
You mentioned on the phone that previous owners of my client's property had a pretty tragic time there. Who are these people?
Well, George and Agnes Wyatt are the owners of the property. They bought it in 1919 to farm tobacco on with their only child, Virgil. George and Agnes came from very good farm families. Here's a picture of George in his mid-30s. As you can see, he's a good, strong guy. And Agnes came from a very prominent family. She was one of six children. Her father was very well-to-do and was even elected city assessor.
Okay, so how did it go for them? You mentioned the tragedy. What's the story?
Well, in 1937, George got very, very ill. He was experiencing intense pain in his upper right abdomen, nausea, vomiting, fever, even jaundice, the yellowing of the skin and the eyes. They took him to the Mayfield Hospital, and he was diagnosed with a gallbladder inflammation. 2 days after his surgery, he died in his hospital bed. It was not a painless way to go at all.
Okay, so as far as Agnes goes, does she remarry? What's the story?
She did not remarry. She remained on the farm by herself until she died.
Okay, so how soon after George dies does she die?
5 years.
5 years?
She died in her own bed on October 20th, 1942.
She dies the same thing as her husband?
Same symptoms, same diagnosis.
Okay. The old woman, she doesn't want me to know anything about her. Terrible, terrible, terrible. This was her family's property. Who is this person? A lot of money there, a lot of money there. She had siblings, lots of siblings. Something like 5 or 6. She's nuts.
Okay, so I gotta assume Virgil's the only kid. He gets the farm.
No, she cuts him out of the will. When Agnes passed away in 1942, and here's a copy of the will, it says in the will that Virgil doesn't get anything.
Why would she do that?
It would appear as though she didn't trust him.
It sounds like she's a mean woman.
Yes, it does certainly seem as though she could be a very spiteful person.
So why didn't she trust him?
He moved off the farm and trained to become a machinist, which is a very skilled profession.
Okay.
But he didn't hold that job for very long, and he ended up becoming a laborer for the Kentucky Department of Highways, which is a very big drop in income.
What do you think happened?
Well, that's the interesting thing. There are indications that he may have had trouble with alcohol. He ended up dying at the age of 62 from complications, an enlarged liver and kidney failure, which is indicative of alcoholism.
Okay.
The old lady doesn't like the teenage boy. She says he gets in the way. She can't abide it. She's mad. Some kind of weird dynamic here. Totally just f***ed. The old man is laughing. He's like, oh, you met the upstairs. He hates her. Hates her. Are you guys related somehow? I don't know. They knew her father. He's saying, like, somebody should have just, like, shot them all, like, killed them all because they were all, like, demented.
So far, I've got a family living in fear on a property that's seen at least 2 deaths. But I need to see if there's anything else that could help my case. Searching through old records, I find not one, but 4 men who were killed while working on my client's property. All by a single bolt of lightning. I'm heading over to meet with a local archivist who said those men never had a chance. Well, Nathan, thanks for helping me out with my case, but why out here in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I wanted to bring you out here to a working tobacco farm to kind of give you a glimpse of what your client's property looked like at the time.
All right, so what's the story with this accident?
On September the 2nd, 1939, 7 farmers had been out cutting tobacco, and they were taking it to a barn to hang it when all of a sudden a huge storm blew up. It was one of the worst storms that hit the area in the time, and you can see here massive flooding, power lines down, a number of roofs were blown off of buildings. Pretty rough storm. The lightning strikes all 7 of the men. They all go down.
That's incredible.
Unfortunately, 4 of the men die.
Wow. Did these guys even know it was coming?
I doubt that they had any idea it was coming.
Okay.
Here's their death certificates here. You had 3 women who became widows that day and 2 children who lost their fathers.
Jeez.
Horrible event.
So this is just bad luck.
Bad luck or something. I don't know of anyone that's been hit by lightning here in Western Kentucky. I've lived here all my life.
These shadow people, they're all over the place, but mostly stay in the ground. It's almost like a burial. There's something with the outside, with the land. There's something wrong here with the earth. Some kind of like entities or something. Like, I kind of want to say it's kind of evil.
During my research, I came across something that caught my attention. I traced the property deed back more than 130 years and couldn't believe that the average person stayed there less than three. It just doesn't seem right. I'm heading over to meet with a local real estate agent to see if this is as strange as it sounds. Now, Fred, when I pulled the chain of title on my client's property, I couldn't believe what I saw. It was 47 owners in 131 years. You're a veteran real estate agent. For that neighborhood, is frequent turnover on properties and homes common?
That is a lot of transactions for any particular area, and this area for certain. Most people that buy homes there, they stay there for quite some time. It's one of the better and safer neighborhoods of our whole county.
Now, when you look through the records here, anything stand out?
There were some things that popped out at me. For instance, in 1919, I noticed there were 8 different transactions just in that 1 year. Also, there was a lady that bought it and only kept it for 10 days.
Wow. When my chain of title search came in, I saw all these transactions when it was a tobacco farm. But yet, the turnovers continued after my client's house was built in 89. They were already the 4th owners. I just thought that to be odd.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it.
So the property I'm investigating has some unusual numbers attached to it.
Very much unusual.
Okay.
I encountered several entities during my walk, but the old woman tormenting a living girl had me the most concerned. This old female, her head was very narrow and long, and she had long gray hair, and she was wrapped around this young female child. Kind of, I'm in control of this kid.
And is this what you saw?
Yes.
Now that Amy and I have completed our investigations, we're ready to reveal our findings to each other and our clients for the first time.
Amy, I'd like you to meet Tim and Socorro. Now, from the time they moved into this house in 2006, things were bad, but things just kept getting worse. The biggest worry they have is their 2 beautiful daughters. This is Bianca, who's 14, and this is Mackenzie, who just turned 8. The kids don't feel safe in their own home, and it's killing the parents here. The activity in the home is tearing the family apart, and we're their very last hope. So now that Amy knows a little bit about what's going on in the family here, I'm going to ask her to describe her walk for us.
There's a lot going on here, and I'm going to start off by discussing the conscious dead that I encountered here. The first individual that I met was an elderly male over in the dining area. He's in his 60s, and I heard him talking a lot about a barn. I think he lived here a long time ago. He seemed to be pretty negative and pretty abusive. And now, in death, he's still very ornery. Something he was telling me is that when he feels like somebody says or does something stupid, he'll try to hit them. And what he was telling me was that he actually does hit people. And one of his favorite things to do is to trip people. And if they fall down, he gets a laugh.
Yeah, I'm standing at the top of the stairs and getting ready to come down. And I go to take a step. And the next thing I know, both my feet are out. I'm at the bottom of the stairs. It freaked me out, you know.
Tim's an iron worker. Okay. He's used to being on beams and high up and balances his life.
Right.
A guy like this doesn't just trip.
No.
You got punched in the back.
Yes. I was walking in from the laundry room. Mm-hmm. And as I turned and was walking back into the kitchen, I felt a punch. It just knocked the wind out of me.
So that sounds like something this guy would do.
Yeah, both of those things would be right up his alley. The next person that I encountered was a teenage male. He was kind of a wild child. He's kind of crazy and out of control. Mostly I saw him upstairs in the larger bedroom. He's very noisy, very loud. He often makes growling noises as well. It's driving the dead crazy.
This kid's driving living people crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to Amy how Bianca hears the growling.
She's come running to me several times. And Tim and I...
We heard it.
What does it sound like?
A dog, but it's not a dog.
Now, Bianca described it to me as half animal, half possibly human.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, I'll never forget that stuff.
The next individual was an elderly female. She hates the teenage boy. Somehow they're related. She was also saying that he gets in the way of everything. I saw her in each of the rooms upstairs specifically, and she's causing trouble. There's problems there. I got that she lived here. She had like six or more siblings, and that she had money.
It's interesting. Could be a long shot, but there's a woman who lived on the property. Her name is Agnes Wyatt. Now, Agnes moved here in 1919 with her husband, George, and their only son, Virgil. And they came here to farm tobacco. And this is George. I have a photo of Virgil I was able to get. Agnes did come from a wealthy family. She had six siblings. There was a couple other strange things about her. In 1937, George dies after gallbladder surgery. Coleocystitis was what they called it. 5 years later, Agnes dies of the same exact thing, which I thought was odd. Amy, you mentioned that the woman didn't like the teenage boy. Now, when Agnes died, she cut her only son, Virgil, out of the will because he was a drunk.
That's a lot of hate.
Yes.
Now, you said the woman was trouble, though.
Yes.
What did she do?
I think that she is possibly a threat to the living. When I went upstairs, I saw her in the lavender bedroom. And I saw her coming out of the closet being like a mist and like hovering over the bed. So the other thing was that I saw an unusual relationship between her and the person, the female in that room. The female there felt like this was somehow protecting her, but it was actually making her sick.
That's Bianca's room.
Bianca's room.
Okay. And is Bianca okay up there?
No, she's not.
She doesn't sleep.
She doesn't sleep because something up there doesn't let her sleep.
But then I went into the pink room, the old lady. She's very fixated on the child in that room. She is always watching her, tries to be around her as much as possible, watches her all the time. And one of the things that she said was that she wanted to eat her.
Mackenzie will not sleep in her room. She says that there's something in her room that bothers her. She feels like something is watching her.
Has she ever described what she's seen?
Mackenzie won't talk about it. It scares her. She doesn't like for us to talk about it.
She'll tell us, you guys stop talking about it.
It just seemed to me like the old lady had some kind of weird obsession with Mackenzie. I think that it's her energy that she's absorbing, which can have very detrimental effects on her and her health. I did a sketch of what this old woman is doing to Mackenzie.
I'm sorry, guys, to even show you this, but...
Wow. It's no wonder she won't sleep up there.
That's scary.
I don't know.
She's so innocent, you know? No kid should have to. Goes with that.
And that's what she sees, because she's told us she sees something in her.
I actually got a lot of information on you guys. The female of the house was not in good shape as far as just mentally and emotionally and physically. And I was seeing fights with a male, a living male. I got that you were very, very ill. There were stomach issues, heart issues. I experienced a lot of different emotions, depression, anxiety, and then feeling panic attacks.
Wow.
I could feel all of this pain and misery. It was excruciating for me, and I got really dizzy from it and like kind of fell to my knees.
Amy, you hit on just about
everything.
Everything that made Socorro call us.
I've had panic attacks, anxiety attacks.
She's woken me up because she couldn't breathe.
You know, there's days where I feel like I'm just crawling out of my own skin. I am angry, screaming and yelling and just not myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if I'm going crazy. I've got medical issues that can't be explained with my leg. I've been to doctors and specialists, and nobody can tell me what's wrong.
Now, you mentioned fighting.
Yes.
It's like I can't do anything right, you know, and she probably feels the same way, and the girls don't need to be seeing it.
This is it. You're our last hope, just to know, you know, what's going on, and I almost felt like, you know, to prove to Tim that I'm not crazy, okay. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. I, even though I feel like that a lot.
The last thing I feel very, very concerned about, what I saw was a hill, and the ground was rolling, and it was making me very nervous. And I saw, like, through the earth, and I saw, like, these little things. They mostly stay in the ground, and I got, like, some kind of burial that they were, in fact, human once, but now they're, like, these humanoid shadow creature things. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the master bedroom, I saw that at least 2 to 4 of them had started to surround you. And that you were or had seen these things or were and had felt them. The thing about these things, they won't go to someone unless that person is in bad shape already. So, like, if that person is unhappy or stressed out or in a negative situation, they start to come.
You do see shadow people.
I see shadow people all the time. Does that mean I'm doing it?
Not on purpose.
Well, when I go outside, I feel like I'm being watched.
Oh, yeah, you're being watched, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my bedroom, I don't sleep with my back to the wall, because I feel something staring at me. Is this something that can hurt me?
Yes. They could hurt your body, so yeah. Make you sick. The ones that are around you now are always around you.
Oh, they around her right now, these shadow things?
Yes. They're over there.
Oh my gosh.
Now, did you see anything else? So there's one other thing I need to tell you about, because it's on your property. Maybe somehow it's related, I don't know. Back in 1939, when this was a tobacco farm, there were 7 guys working out in the field, right here, trying to get the crops ready to get stored. Well, a storm came through. They tried to outrun the storm. Lightning hit them. All 7 got struck. 4 of them died. Yeah, their death certificates here. 4 guys. 3 wives became widows, and 2 kids lost their father that day.
Wow. That's kind of crazy, actually.
Do you think these guys could be the shadow people you saw in the hills outside?
No. I think they go back hundreds of years, possibly Native Americans. I don't think that this land is very good.
Well, Socorro, when I spoke to you and your family, I knew things were bad. But I didn't know it would be this bad, and I'm sorry for that. I really am. I know you guys have heard stuff tonight that's really troubling. But the big question is, can you guys raise your two daughters here in peace? So for that answer, I'm going to turn it over to Amy.
There's a lot of stuff that you guys need to do, and the steps you need to take need to happen relatively quickly. So it's going to be intense. First thing you're going to do is you're going to contact a Reiki master. This person will come in and they will remove all of the negative energy from the house, and they will bring in only positive, balanced, harmonious energy into the house. It's very important in this situation because the energy in the house is so negative, and your bodies are encountering this negativity. And when they do that cleansing, they're going to remove all negative attachments, which means those...
the shadow things.
Yes. And with Mackenzie, it'll remove the dead woman from her. So here's the key. You've got 24 hours. They're going to want to reattach. So the next thing that needs to be done within 24 hours, I want the same Reiki master to come back with a medium. They're going to help move on the dead that are in the house. So then they're gone and y'all are balanced and the house is harmonious.
So after everything's done, will Mackenzie at least sleep in the home room?
Yes. Yes.
When you came to us to come do this case, you were done.
I was at my breaking point.
But now you've got a game plan.
And we got a plan, and we know what to do.
Are you going to take her advice?
Yeah, for my family. I'd do anything for my family.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's going to be a family thing, and I think it's going to not only bring us closer, but have closure.
Mm-hmm.
And start a new chapter.
I really feel for Socorro, as the dead tormenting her family present a serious danger. But with the help of a medium and a Reiki master, they'll be able to rid their home of the dead and the negative energy surrounding it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.